So Amy, I'll let you do a quick update on El Paseo.
Thank you. This is the news from El Paseo. Not a whole lot of changes, but just good to know that there's no news about the park space for the 2,300 new residents. There's a need to build the facility for the Whole Foods quickly, and so to do that, the developer has submitted an amendment to the planning division for Building 3 to be substantially changed. We're taking away all of the residential units and adding a bit more office. That brings that Building 3, from 11 stories to 5 stories, and that's on a sign that's been posted kind of all around. However, the thing that is not communicated by the sign that's caused some confusion in the community is that the developer does plan, assumes that they will be able to transfer all of those residential units that were on Building 3. I think it's around 206. JR, maybe you can check me on that. It's been a while since I looked at it. But they're planning to transfer those 206, say, units to Buildings 1 and 2, which are already 9 and 11 stories. They have not submitted the redesigns for those buildings, but they say that they are coming. And I really think, and we've said to the planning division, that we don't see, the community doesn't see how the planning division can approve a redesign for Building 3 without understanding the impact on the rest of, you know, that portion of the site, on Buildings 1 and 2. The planning division has pointed out that because of the redesign for Building 3, there's been major changes to and a loss of parking. They've also pointed out that the developer could reapply for parking because now there's no residential parking minimum as of last December, so that's an option for the developer. And the planning also said that there must be a community meeting to explain all these changes to the community. But again, we really want to see the impact of a Building 3 redesign on the rest of the site.